verse 9 again, much more than being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from the wrath of Elohim through him. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to Yahweh through the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also rejoice in Yahweh through our sovereign Yahshua the Messiah, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Therefore, as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, so death passed to all men, for that all sin. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned over Adam until Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the likeness of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come, but not as the trespass, excuse me, so also is the free gift. For if by the trespass of the one many died, much more did the grace of Yahweh and the gift by the grace of the one man, Yahshua the Messiah, abound to many, and not as through one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment came of one to condemnation, but the free gift came of many trespasses to justification. For if by the trespass of the one death reigned through the one, much more shall they that receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness reign and life through the one, even Yahshua the Messiah. So you can see that the second Adam, Yahshua the Messiah, has given us that passport, the paradise. Through his blood, we have overcome this life, this world, and Satan the devil. Verse 18, so then, as through one trespass, the judgment came to all men, the condemnation, even so through one act of righteousness, the free gift came to all men to justification of life. Whereas through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one shall many be made righteous. But we have to be following the right Adam. We have to be following Yahshua the Messiah and not the carnal man. And the law in verse 20 came in beside, that the trespass might abound, but where sin increased, grace increased more greatly. That as sin reigned in death, even so grace by grace reigned through righteousness to eternal life through Yahshua the Messiah, our Master. Brethren, for us to punch our passport to paradise, we have to do three things. We have to be justified by the blood of the Lamb. We have to be sanctified, set apart for a holy purpose. We have to be glorified as Joshua was glorified so that we can give glory to Almighty Yahweh. Because it's truly only through Joshua that we have, in his shed blood, our passport to paradise. At this time, I'm going to ask Brother Davis if he would come close with a word of prayer.
Let's all stand. Almighty Yahweh, truly this message was wrought by thy Spirit. In the beginning of this message last evening, at the beginning of this Shabbat, and watching it as I woke up this morning, I praise and thank you for your Spirit for showing us our frailties and our weaknesses, and we ask that you would strengthen us to render unto you those things that are yours, and give us wisdom as we are passed back and forth and are passed around and sometimes passed over. We ask that you would be our peace this day, even as we are accused by Moses and the adversary. We ask that you would strengthen us and allow us to embrace your word, your will, and your way. We ask that you would even allow us to bear the torture state in which we are to bear. We ask that you would continue to quicken us and quicken our minds so that we're able to remember that Yahshua went through things prior to what we're going through. We ask this day that you would continue to be with us as we vomit out the lives that we inherited. And we ask that you would quicken us to sanctify Messiah in us in all ways and all things. We ask that you would keep us so that we don't pick and choose what laws we want to adhere to. Many of you, we, your children, we pick and choose at what times we do this. We pick and choose where we're going to do that. We pick and choose who we want to do this with and that with. And these things should not be. We should be one-sided in one way with your law and with your word and your will and your spirit. We ask that you would quicken that obedience in us so that these things can come to fruition in our lives. We ask that you would restore virtue unto Elder Davis and Sister Davis, strengthen them and guide them and keep them in all ways and all things. Bless each and every one as we let this word work on our hearts and our minds. We ask that you would seal this word in us so that we're able to bring forth fruit unto thy glory as instruments of thy will and thy purpose. We ask these and all of our blessings in your son Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.